This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
You've seen it. If you really know your wife, if you really know your husband, there was one that said, how well do you know your husband? What's his handicap? So I sent it to my wife, and her answer was 4. Wow. That's what I said.
Jeremy White.
But here's the thing. I ended up with a win either way. She guessed I'm a 4. I am not a 4. But she said, I Googled what's a good golfer's handicap, which means she thinks I'm a good golfer. I'll take that win.
And Joe DiBiase.
But now she knows that she's wrong.
Well, she doesn't have
from
the right...
From her Google search standard, you now have to tell her that I am actually indeed not a good golfer.
I'm not a 4.
She knew what the range of numbers is in the first place, like what it means. Like she would know a low number is better than a high number for this.
That's a good question. She just Googled what's a good golfer's handicap, and then
she
responded
said that's got to be the number.
4.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
A new week begins. Big time drama over the weekend. Games 7, all that good stuff. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. 70 today, shorts report. I went shorts.
No, I went short sleeves, short but I didn't sleeves. Go shorts, no. I'm sure I'll change into shorts later today once it gets up to around 70.
Anybody else? Josh?
This is my first time I'm able to wear shorts in the last 3 days because hiking is not recommended for that.
Right.
And the weather was not good at all.
You were looking for long pants for protection from the elements.
Rain pants probably even?
It wouldn't have mattered.
Wouldn't have mattered?
It was a washout.
Oh, interesting.
It was
He went backpacking. We'll get the recap on that. Owen put the pads on for the first time in forever.
Is he wearing the pads right now?
I should have worn them in.
You should have worn the pads in.
You played for Josh's hockey team in prep for the 11-day power play. Were you wheeled in here on a dolly? Were you able to walk in?
I had to barrel roll up the stairs, which I didn't know was possible. But, you know, we got in here.
Nice. All right. Well, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Here we go. Jeremy and Joe. Did you watch a bunch of hockey over the weekend? Did you watch Winnipeg-St. Louis? Because that was the dramatic stuff, right?
It was awesome.
Juicy.
It was awesome. Confession to make. 3-1 with like 2.5 minutes left. I might have turned the basketball game on. And barely got in time to realize that they were down 1. Yeah. And I just saw the last goal.
So that's
which was awesome. And then the reaction was awesome. And I would have been very mad if I had missed the 1 second. But
that's 2 Game 7s this weekend where a team trailing by 2 at home won.
Yeah.
Because Dallas did it also.
Yeah. More time for them.
Sure. But they're down 2 goals in the third.
Yeah, and Rantanen scoring for them against the team that, you know, didn't want to pay him and got traded earlier in the offseason. He ends their year.
Yeah, all-time revenge game, the new standard in revenge games.
Yep.
So, yeah, incredible scenes.
The Winnipeg one, though, is just like, how could you watch that and not just be so jealous? Like, of moments like that. That is... I mean, they probably aren't going to win the cup this year. I mean, Hellebuck looks like there's no chance he'll get them through 3 more rounds right now. We could talk about him. But if you're a Winnipeg fan, like that night is going to be ingrained in your brain for the rest of your life as one of the greatest moments of your life. That's why you want a team back. They wanted a team back for 20 years, and that's probably the best night they've ever had as a Winnipeg Jets fan.
It is
one
of those nights where you have an all-time moment for your franchise, and you might get knocked out in the next round, but that's kind of the point about how it doesn't really matter. It gets back to the question last week when Chopin Bulldog asked, are you more frustrated or grateful? I mean, nights like that are the whole reason you're good.
Yeah.
You might not win the cup, but now, were you at the game where they scored with 1.6 to go in the in Game 7 at home? The Sabres have only played in how many games? Or sorry, they've only won. They've won Game 7.
They've won one Game 7, I believe.
And they've not played in very many Game 7s. Of course, they lost to Philadelphia in the last one they played.
Yeah. I believe they have...
Carolina.
Wikipedia actually has this broken down by team and by record for all time. The Sabres' record is 1-6 in Game 7s.
Only 7 Game 7s in franchise history.
Right, so Winnipeg 2, I should say, passed the Sabres yesterday in Game 7 wins.
Yeah.
This is the second iteration of the Jets. Yeah, and they weren't even existent. They were the Atlanta Thrashers
for a long time.
The last time we had a playoff game. But I just the scene and the crowd, especially like outside the arena. I did say I had a buddy in one of my group chats text, that's one of the greatest goals in playoff history. Like NHL playoff history, that's one of the greatest goals ever. It's the latest Game 7 game tying goal ever. And my response was, they've got to win it. If they don't win this game, then no one will ever remember it. And my evidence was, because he did not know this, he did not remember this goal. Like,
I know what you're going to say.
Do you remember Briere against Ottawa in Game 2?
Game 2 against Ottawa, yeah.
He's like, what? And I put the video clip in there, and I had a couple of friends like, I didn't even know that goal existed.
Yeah.
And everyone's going nuts.
5 seconds left?
5.6 seconds.
5.6 seconds left, Briere against Ottawa Game 2.
To tie it.
And they lost on a Joe Corvo shot from the point or something.
Right.
Or that might have been Game 1. Because they lost.
I don't even remember.
They lost all the games by a goal.
Right.
It was like the opposite of the series from the year before.
Right. So like I'm like, they got to win it. And then they won it.
Well, good.
Double overtime. So now I think maybe you could say it. It's one of the greatest NHL playoff goals ever. It was the latest Game 7 tire ever.
Pretty great for Winnipeg. Double overtime. I mean, there's sudden death hockey in terms of how intense and nervous you could be. And then there's sudden death hockey when your goalie is a head case. And they made it through two into a second overtime with Hellebuyck, who has been, how can you say it as kindly as you possibly could? His goals saved under expected. I didn't even say above expected because it's such a minus. He has given up 10 more goals than he should in one series.
They should have won this in five.
Money Puck has it at a minus 10.
That's unbelievable.
Goals saved above expected. For Hellebuyck.
I mean, he is the rare multi-Vezina winner that I was expecting to let a softie in when you got to overtime.
Yes.
I was expecting that game to end after coming back to tie it. Like, I think you texted this in our group chat. Like, just giving that tying goal was just to give him an opportunity to let in an easy one. He didn't. He got through.
I feel great for him because, I mean, they didn't lose a first round series as one of the best teams in hockey because of him. They win. They win in seven, and they survive. And, you know, maybe don't let him get hot. His save percentage in the playoffs, .815.
That was going into Game 7. ESPN just put it on the thing.
And sure enough, he gives up two early, and it's, get him out. You got to pull him.
Yeah.
No, they didn't, which is kind of incredible. What is he doing? I don't know.
He's floundering around on the first one. The second one, which we're watching right now on the highlight, it's just a wrist shot from
far away.
Yeah.
I had the thought, and I didn't tweet this because I didn't want people to think I was taking a shot at hockey, but the thought it was, if hockey were a bigger sport in our country, Hellebuyck would be nonstop conversation. Like, can you imagine an NBA player? LeBron goes to the playoffs, and that's not even that far off because Hellebuyck's the best goaltender. So, whatever. Curry goes to the playoffs and is 0-for-30 from three.
Yeah.
Which he's had bad games. Even that doesn't drive home exactly what has happened.
Yeah, no, because this would be bad series on top of bad seasons in the playoffs.
Yes.
Stacked up on each other. Oh, it would be half of First Take every morning for the last week if hockey was a bigger sport, Hellebuyck.
Yeah.
It'd be Rory.
Yeah, but Rory has won other things.
He's won the Vezina. He's won regular season titles and division
titles.
But it's
even worse, because Rory, when he would lose majors, would lose by a goal or whatever, lose by a shot.
Yeah.
So it'd be a save percentage, which is still good, but he loses in the end. 8-15 is go to the ECHL. Sorry, bud, you're cut.
Yeah, you're not good enough for the AHL.
Like 8-15.
Yeah.
Man, Owen, watching Hellebuck last night, come on. I mean, it's uncomfortable to watch the Winnipeg Jets when they're doing that.
Yeah, it's – I talked to you about this yesterday, and I've been laying awake at night thinking about this. Like, he is such a force in the regular season, and it all just disappears for him in the playoffs. It's some sort of mental block. I texted in our group chat last night. It's the closest thing I've ever seen to the yips in hockey.
Yeah.
It really is. And the thing I thought about that I kind of settled in on last night and, you know, kind of let me work with this here is, like, I think of confidence in a lot of ways as a gas tank for goaltenders. And you don't want to run out of gas, run out of confidence, and end up feeling like you're running on empty, right? But you never want to get that gas tank too full, because then you're running heavy and you're going to be slow, right? So there's a balance to find there. And I think Hellebuck had been, for so long, running on full bore and just chugging along, that when now it gets into that playoffs and he's had this history of struggling and not performing that well, and it's kind of built and built and gotten worse and worse every year, I think – no matter what happens in the regular season, your tank drains going into playoffs, and then you got to build it back up.
Yeah, well.
And the struggle there is you're living and dying by every save, every shot, every play. And every positive play that you make is deposited. You know, you got $5 in the gas tank. All right, I can make it another 2 miles here. Here we go. And then you give one up, and that, because you don't have anything to go on, it hurts that much more.
And isn't the guy on the other side the complete opposite of this?
100%.
Isn't Binnington, like, hey, he's pretty good in the regular season. He's had some bad years, too. But, right, the big game. I mean, they were the two goalies in the Four Nations final. And who made, was it three unbelievable saves on Matthews in overtime to keep that thing alive? It was Binnington. So, I mean, he lets in a tip goal eventually. I wouldn't say that was, like, the softest goal he ever let.
No, no.
I mean, it's such a... They're at such a different...
Polar opposite.
Yeah, they're just... Couldn't be more different, the two of them. Both, and that's not only in that way of in confidence, but it also goes right back to their games.
Yeah.
You watch Binnington play, and it's aggressive, and everything's kind of... It almost looks scary when he's playing. Whereas as Hellebuck is so just buttoned up and tight and just moving around, he doesn't get out of his crease. But we saw that change last night. And when you're running on that empty confidence tank like that, I think you saw.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Especially me, as like studying the game this much, you see him in that overtime, in the first overtime, he had that big slap shot save early. You see, he's like a foot out of his crease. And for Connor Hellebuck, that's like completely uncharted territory. And that is just, I don't trust my game right now. I know I can get out here. I'm just going to get out and let this puck hit me. Because my hands and my mind are not where I want them to be. I've got to compensate for something here. And I have a lot of respect for that move, because it would be easy to just go, I play this way. This is how I've always played. I'm not going to waver off of this. And he adjusted and played great in both overtimes, and they get it done. And I think he deserves some props for recognizing and being self-aware in his own game. I can't play deep with passive hands like I always have. I've got to make an adjustment here.
Well, that might all be true and accurate, and game one, Softy goes in next round. See it.
Exactly. Like, that tank, there's a hole in the tank.
Yeah, like I built, you know, you rebuild yourself to get through the double overtime.
Yeah. Should I be disappointed that he's less likely to get run out of town now?
If he was likely at all to get run out of town.
I mean,
and
you know, what were you supposed to do if you were Winnipeg?
What did you want? You wanted the joke where the Sabres can trade for a goalie bat in the playoffs because they don't make the playoffs? You wanted that joke?
Hey, we could have fired
you wanted
back
that joke
up.
For months.
Didn't maybe. Did we have this conversation or this debate a couple years ago whether we would trade Levi for Hellebuck straight up?
We did.
And a lot of people said they wouldn't do that.
That's right.
How many people would have said that last night if they had lost?
That's a good question.
Not enough is the question.
That's right.
I would say
That's
not
right.
enough.
Well,
no,
I mean, hey.
I don't feel as able to have that discussion this morning.
A question I have about Winnipeg and this win for them. They win in seven games and incredible moments. Do they have a goal horn? The highlight is missing a horn.
I didn't hear it. Just on the last goal or on the note of the
game
ones?
Seven. I mean, maybe it's on purpose. Maybe it's broken. I mean, I felt like I watched a highlight that was missing a goal horn. Does this have it? Can you hear it? Is it low? Was it late?
Is the crowd so loud that it comes over top of it?
Yeah, I was wondering. Like, go ahead. Maybe I just watched one that was missing it.
It was Thomas as Pilardi desperate to get it. Under 10 seconds to go. The Jets with an opportunity. Eels. This guy catches across the side. They score!
It's low. It's low,
You can almost not hear it. It's so loud in there, you can almost not hear it. All right.
They must maybe they just don't have it turned up very high.
And that's not the TNT broadcast. That's the Jets. That's the Jets TV. Sportsnet, yeah. Because I think TNT might have it even lower. Kenny Albert's on the call, I believe, for the Game 7 win.
Does the arena just have it that low?
I don't know.
Or
is it just that loud?
I would rather have the fill of crowd noise in it with just a lower goal horn rather than, you know, you can't even hear the crowd going crazy because it's just bland, like over the top.
Yeah, I like a good loud horn.
No, I'd rather.
Like a good loud horn. I miss the
a
siren.
A loud horn is for the crowds or the for the arenas that don't have any crowd in it.
Nah, I think that's nonsense. The Sabres back in the day had a horn and a siren, and it was loud in there.
I do miss the siren.
The siren was pretty cool.
I miss the siren with the smoke coming out of the out of the Jumbotron a lot.
But how could you not think of
how long
you know,
ago did that stop?
The siren?
No, the smoke. Well, the siren definitely stopped immediately after 06, didn't it?
It all stopped when Let Me Clear My Throat showed up. That's pretty much how, that's pretty much how it worked. That era.
Yeah.
Did it get you thinking about the Drury goal? Of course. Like,
yeah.
The greatest, I mean, that's the best moment in the arena, and the second best one to that one would be, you know, back in what?
No, for me, that's the Breer. Only one to compare it to, really. Right? Like the Breer one, but again, no one remembers the Breer one because they lost.
Well, there's Breer against the Flyers. Right, there's the goal that wins it, and then there's the goal that saves you from certain defeat.
Yeah.
Which is pretty incredible.
Yeah, because I'm thinking of the late game tying goal. And even though Drury's goal was late, 7 seconds left, they weren't like season's over if he doesn't score.
No, they go down to New York down 3-2.
Yeah, and maybe you feel like they would be over, but it wouldn't be. You'd have a chance. And that is Winnipeg's season ends in 1.6 seconds if that goal doesn't find the back of the net. So I've got the Drury goal, but I don't have anything on that level. In a game seven especially. I can't remember anything close to it here.
And Winnipeg, with 116 points on the season, the number one team in the NHL.
Right.
Like, the Blues had 96.
Right. It's almost like they saved more than just their season. They saved, like, an identity, almost, because 116 points. I bet there were a lot of people who were like, yeah, but they're Winnipeg. They're Winnipeg. You know, power play and goaltending, and, you know, they've been the same team for... Feels like they've been the same team for 7 years,
yep.
And it's largely the same core. They have a couple differences. Perfetti, who you saw score the goal yesterday, he's a difference. But like, it's still Scheifele, and it's still, you know, a lot of these same guys. Ehlers is still there after being on the trade market like 10 years ago.
One thing they saved was the President's Trophy being bad. Because they been knocked out in the first round, it would have been another loss and another next year. You know, look at what teams that win the President's Trophy do, 116 points. I mean, congratulations. Nobody really cares.
Right.
So they saved that narrative that winning that is bad and being a good team is bad. But, man, scenes.
Yeah. Four of their last six playoff appearances before last night, they lost in the first round. So... they've been a team, one of these teams that can't get that far, even though they make it almost every single year. It's their fourth straight year making it. So I think they saved a lot last night with that goal.
One thing, if I could relate this to the Bills, when you watch all these other leagues and storylines, like the Bills have had the same fate for a few seasons now, whether it's divisional round or the AFC Championship game.
Uh-huh.
It kind of drives home that it is just an elimination. Here's Winnipeg, almost the best team in hockey, out in the first round. And that's never happened to the Bills, where they've done that, where they've lost their first playoff game as the better team. That's never happened to them. So they're always on the road when they ultimately fall short, except against the Chiefs that one year. But NBA too, hey, Rockets, great season. You got a bad matchup against the Warriors. You're out. Thanks for coming. It is hard to win. It's hard to be the last team standing. And, man, like the stakes... and the things that get said about your team, the things that get said about you along the way when you lose, it starts to rewrite everything you believed about them. And, you know, whether that happens with the Bills at some point, we all believe in Allen. Building their receiver core last week was a big conversation, and Bean's got points about that, how that can succeed, and now the focus is back on McDermott. I had somebody write to me on Twitter yesterday when I posted about Hellebuck say, it's the Bills' defense in the playoffs. That's Hellebuck.
Yeah.
He's one of the best, and then get him in the playoffs, and it's not the same. And that point for the Bills defense, I don't know, there are reasons, right? There have been injuries. There have been a couple things along the way, whether it's Benford gets hurt last year or no linebackers the year before. But
they've had an important injury in pretty much every play. You could say about, like, this doesn't happen often, but you could say about almost every playoff matchup, well, it might have turned out differently if they had blank.
Right.
You could even say that 13-second game, you could say, well, if they had Tredavious White.
You could say that about the 13-second game.
You're not going to get very far.
You could also say if the Chiefs didn't lose their starting safety, maybe Gabe doesn't go for 200.
Exactly, which is why, like, the excuse-making can only go so far. Right. I think maybe the most real one is when they had to play A.J. Klein at linebacker because they were out of linebackers.
Maybe.
And last year, it's Benford goes out and Elam comes in, and he's playing scared the whole day.
Along the way, you know, right. Like, I guess it all depends how far you want to go on the injury conversation because –
I don't want to go like.
If you want to go to Benford last year, I'm sure a Ravens fan could say we didn't have Zay Flowers.
All right,
they didn't have Zay Flowers in the divisional round.
Forgot about that.
That's right. Zay Flowers did not play.
Completely forgot they didn't have Zay Flowers,
which would have been potentially something that could have made a difference. So,
yeah,
I mean, everybody's got injuries. You want to give grace to it at some point, but how far do you go? Losing Benford was huge. I mean, he got hurt in the Raven game and came back, and we wondered if he could play, and it looked like he can't.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a huge loss.
Who would be the Hellebuck then? Would that be McDermott?
I don't know.
Hellebuck, though, this is where the comparison is a little different because Hellebuck, it is like a clear mental thing that is happening with him. Like, your best player gets to the playoffs and he's just cracking. That would be more like if Allen was showing up to the playoffs and was throwing like 10 interceptions.
Right. That's
which is the opposite of what happened
to him. Lamar had that for a little while. I don't think that really sits with him. It's definitely not the Hellebuck level. I mean, Lamar in the playoffs.
It's not to that degree.
Not at all. Not at all. But again, Hellebuck wins. So he kind of gets to rewrite history starting in round two here. If they can, you know.
or
get better results, or he could just melt down more.
I was going to say, his save percentage could dip down into the 700s, and it might be even worse.
Yep. 803-0550. All right, coming up on the show today, plenty to get to. We'll talk with Paul Hamilton. Tage Thompson scored a bunch of goals for Team USA. Mm-hmm. Tage is, I don't know if he's the first ever to do this, he's on a revenge tour against America and scoring goals.
While wearing the Team USA jersey.
That's right, because he did not go to the Olympics, or sorry, not go to the Four Nations,
mm-hmm.
and he's on a revenge tour, scored a bunch of goals for Team USA in a game against Germany.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Paul about that. We'll get a preview also on Rochester and Devin Levi on their next series as they move forward through this this Calder Cup playoffs. We'll talk with Carl Jones about the Bills and their offseason, and we'll dig into that a little bit as well. Now that the offseason's kind of over, they have 89 rostered players, space for two more. They can go to 91 because of that International Pathways program. So Carl Jones on the Bills, and Sal at 8:30 to recap the Micah Hyde charity softball game, which always is a good time. Looked like everybody had a good time there, despite the weather, which wasn't a total washout. You know,
mm-hmm.
a little wet, a little damp, a little cold, but the Micah Hyde charity softball game got in. And we'll get Sal's full recap of that. So that's what's on the docket for today. I've got a couple of things to get to. The stats of the day, we've got incredible stats of the day, whether it's Peter DeBoer or Secretariat. Both of them had, over the weekend, stats that to me were incredible. So plenty to get to on this Monday morning. High of 70 today. It's going to be maybe a little overcast, a little rain in the afternoon.
Might get some rain, yeah.
Rain in the afternoon, but temps up to about 70 degrees. So join us if you will, 803-0550. Hopefully you won on the Derby. Enjoyed yourself the weekend. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay.